Hi there, I'm Virginia Cha at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. Answering the call from residents who turned out for massive rallies, Iran's election authority will investigate allegations of ballot fraud. That is according to state-run media there. Challenger Mir Hossein Mousavi is expected to call off protests today. Huge crowds of his supporters held massive protests this weekend. Official results show incumbent President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad won in a landslide victory. A court hearing scheduled today in the shooting at the Holocaust Memorial Museum in D.C. A federal judge will hear how the suspect, James Von Brunn, is recovering. The son of the reputed white supremacist says he wishes his father would have died in Wednesday's shooting. Instead, Von Brunn is charged with killing security guard Stephen Johns. Johns' mom had this to say yesterday.
I don't wish any hatred, any ill feelings on the man that took my son's life.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he refuses to borrow money to keep his state running. He wants legislators to focus on the state's $24 billion deficit, or the state could be forced to cut thousands of jobs, eliminate health care for a million low-income children. Meanwhile, lawmakers are debating hundreds of other bills, including creating a state blueberry commission, banning toy cigarette lighters, and mandating a larger font size for medical worker name tags. Los Angeles is celebrating the Lakers' NBA championship win, but things got a little out of hand. Thousands of people gathered outside the Staples Center. The LAPD says fans set bonfires in the streets. They threw rocks at officers, damaged a police cruiser. About 25 people were arrested. The Lakers beat the Orlando Magic 99-86. They won their 15th NBA title. Bike riders in Boulder, Colorado wanted to go full Monty to make a point, but they didn't want to go to jail either, so they decided to cover up just enough to avoid getting indecent exposure tickets. Some wore thongs, you can see underwear, strategically placed stickers, all taking part in this weekend's World Naked Bike Ride. It was supposed to draw attention to dependence on cars and gasoline. Probably drew attention to some other things, too. Those are the headlines for you at this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and all your other news of the day.